I'm ready to party.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome, good.
Willkommen.
If you missed that, Sarah just said, oh shit, podcast.
Monday, October 21. It rings a bell, Sarah. I feel like it's somebody's birthday fast approaching. I feel that there's something happening.
Well, why don't you look into that while we listen to the show?
Those two girls.
Morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday, one and all, Sarah. An exciting and nerve-wracking morning for us this morning.
Yes.
How many times can I say morning?
Is it the morning?
Is it? We are an hour away or an hour and a half away from meeting and interviewing one of the greats, one of our idols for years and years, a celebrity, Sarah, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Are you going to name them or just...
I've gone mute, obviously, because I'm that nervous. Sarah Jessica Parker, guys.
We're meeting Sarah Jessica Parker in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes, yay.
I'm so...
Carrie Bradshaw,
I don't think I've
ever
met anybody...
Hocus pocus.
...with that level of global fame. And I'm so worried I'm going to call her Carrie.
I'm sure he'll stuff it up somehow.
I'm sure you will stuff it up. Also, she is so teeny tiny
really?
Very, very petite, neat woman. And we are behemoths on the
giants,
stage compared
like we
to
could
her.
Crush her with our bare hands, which we won't do. See, I'm already saying stupid things. I'm nervous.
You are saying stupid things. The thing is like a lot of people, like when they meet their idols or someone that they've revered on telly or on the movies, does it live up to your high, lofty expectations? I think that SJP can only exceed our expectations, but I have heard of horror stories of people going, oh, my God, I met my celebrity crush,
my fangirl
moment, and it wasn't anything to write
about. Did you ever hear that hilarious story that Adele told? I think it was on Graham Norton about the time she met Jennifer Aniston.
No.
So they were at an awards night and Adele needed to go to the bathroom. So she rocked up and saw Jennifer Aniston go in and there was security at the front. So obviously they clear the bathroom when you're that famous.
Really?
So other people can't come in.
At an awards night where
Jennifer
everyone's famous.
Saw Adele and said, no, she's okay. She can come in. And so they were in the cubicle next to each other doing their business. And Jen apparently said, you know, how are you going? And Adele went, oh, I'm good. Thank you, Rachel.
No,
yes.
That's cute.
I mean, Jennifer Aniston is Rachel Ling and Sarah Jessica Parker is Carrie.
Well,
we're going to stuff it up.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Lizzie, you don't strike me as a yoga type of gal.
You'd be correct there. It's not physical enough for me. I mean, people have told me, they've met me and they've said, you need to do yoga. Because I'm a stressy sort of person.
Well, it's very quiet. You've got to meditate. Really be at one with your body's flow. I mean, I'm not a great big yoga person either.
I don't feel calm enough to get there.
I respect the art.
Oh, God, yeah. And people who do yoga are just like, their bodies are
so
nimble, young.
Here's the thing. There's a new kind of yoga that I think you might be on board with. Now, it started in Canada. It's slowly progressing across America, which you know means that by next week it'll be here in Australia.
It's going to be huge.
Okay. So, instead of a yoga technique that calms your mind, the aim of this yoga is to bring everything out. So instead of trying to manage your body and emotions quietly, you're going to get loud. We're talking loud, explicit music as the soundtrack.
Oh, I like that.
And participants are encouraged to yell, scream, swear, make obscene gestures. I introduce you to rage yoga. Okay, it's getting all the negative energy out. That is the goal. What are your thoughts?
Look, it just seems like a bit of an oxymoron, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I love the idea of the ragey soundtrack, but you know me, Sarah. I keep my emotions deeply bottled inside.
But to me, that just sounds like a rave.
I prefer to seethe.
So,
you know, silently keep my rage, you know, bubbling away under the surface. I don't see myself as someone who would be comfortable screaming out and letting the world to see how
so
angry
instead
I
of
actually
if
am.
Heavy breathing calmly, like,
yeah,
you're there like, just get a bit of that action to get the negative energy out.
Interesting. Will this come to our shores?
I don't know. It just sounds like a standard weeknight at my place.
I think the rage yoga would make me ragey and I'd walk out.
On Saturday morning, I took myself off to a waxing appointment for my eyebrows, and I didn't have time to get into the usual wonderful woman I see because she's quite fancy. She's an eyebrow artist and she's booked out a couple of weeks in advance. Look, I confess, I bought into the hype that is eyebrows as the frame of the face, okay?
It's such a trend.
Anyway, I just didn't have time, so I walked into a little hole in the wall beauty salon and I said, have you got time for a wax and a tint of my eyebrows? And she said, yes, come on in. Now, as I lay down on the bed, I realised perhaps I'd made a mistake.
Was it a designated eyebrow salon, this new place
No, it's just like an all-in-one beauty services thing, you know? Well, I thought that when I lay down and there was a vase of like dusty fake gerberas.
Oh, dear.
There was some paint peeling off and my waxer smelt like corn chips, which normally I am 100% for.
But solid morning tea
in those places, you tend to more smell like lavender and chamomile candles burning, right?
Lime and sandalwood.
So straight up, I was hungry for some
Doritos.
CCs, right? Anyway, as I was lying there and she was doing what she had to do with a lot of force, may I add, she was sort of leaning at least half her body weight onto my forehead, pulling back my wrinkles so that she could get into the waxy bits, and her bosom was resting on my noggin at one stage.
Okay, so not a delicate operation.
Not a delicate operation.
No.
And then after she finished my eyebrows, she said to me, do you want me to do mustache too while you're here?
Oh, dear God, Sarah. Is it the perimenopause?
I don't think I am perimenopausal.
Maybe show me. Lean in. I mean, you're very fair.
Am I walking around like bloody Salvador Dali and no one's telling me except for this very honest woman
like
with her fake gerberas and CC scent?
It's like duck down. I mean, you might get a bit of food caught in that.
Or is this some kind of... This reminds me of another time I went to a beautician appointment and the technician said, when I'm older, I will need an eyelid lift because my hooded eyelids will sink down over my...
That is the wrong kind of upsell.
I mean, you're going in for plastic surgery then.
Plastic surgery upsell. What on earth?
But do you think that beauticians collectively have a joke at the end of each week being like, I got 37 women with the mustache line this week. They all fell for it.
I think that's very risky, risky business because women already feel fragile about themselves in those environments.
Very vulnerable.
I don't think that's something that collectively
they've got a tub of hot wax. You can't piss them off.
No.
Have you ever been offended by a beauty professional?
Look, they've got a good canvas to work with, so...
True. I agree with that. Those two
girls. Look, if you fancy a trip over to England, you often need work, particularly for young people, don't they? A bit of a working visa. Well, you might be interested to know that a new job's opened up at Buckingham Palace.
Ooh. Oh, Sarah, you love the bloody royals, don't you?
I am partial to a royal.
Oh, God. Okay, what is it?
The thing is, though, to do this job, you would have to be paid less than the living wage over there because Queen Liz is on the hunt for a brand new butler to serve 7 days a week at the palace. And the salary is £20,806 a year, which converts to $39,207 Australian.
Okay, hold on. I thought that the Queen's staff were exceptionally
Me
well
too.
Paid.
Historically, they were.
Yes, but is it because all of their living expenses are covered? Do they live on palace grounds? Because then if you're living in London...
That's pure poff.
That's so expensive.
That's
it does say
that's
accommodation
profit.
And meals are included.
That's fine.
So that's fine. That's a great gig.
Do you think so? It means that their hourly rate, though, is about $15 Aussie an hour equivalent. I mean, when was the last time you were on $15 Aussie dollars an hour?
Plus food and accommodation, though.
I would have been a checkout chick in Bundaberg earning that when I was...
I'd moved
16.
On from Kmart. I don't think I ever made $15 an hour at Kmart from memory. I think I may have moved on to the after-school care gig. Actually, that was a lot more. That was more like $19.20 an hour.
But would you want to be the Queen's butler for that amount of dosh?
Yep.
I mean, you've got to remember, this isn't just a standard chef. This is, you're working on functions from official lunches and receptions to bloody state. So much pressure.
But they're very highly educated in the butler arena. Like, there are butler schools, Sarah.
Well, it does say that if you get this job, you'll achieve an accredited butlering qualification.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's those two girls.
It is a thing.
Are we on?
Yeah, but what were you mouthing at me?
Well, I was trying to give you a hint about what you should talk about next. Well, but don't you're on
you
think your own
I know?
Now.
You know what? I'm sick of being nagged by what to do. All right? And this is funny because a brand new study has come out.
Oh, my God, honestly.
Just perfectly segueing into the topic.
It's like she's
I mean, that
scripted.
I did not even plan that. That's
it never
just how
happens.
My brain works, okay? It's a skill. I don't want to brag about it, but I am a segue queen, okay? Okay. That silence means yes, you agree. Anyway, studies out, nagging mothers have more successful daughters. Okay?
Oh, you poor
kids. It's been proven. Yeah?
This is giving you ammunition to be more of a pain.
No.
A thorn in their side.
No, hang on. Have you met my mum?
She's next level.
Mum is next level. I love her dearly. But Mum will always tell me what's what. For instance, I've got a manicure for this event we're doing today with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes, I mean, right? Special. We've got a
name drop.
I've thought fashion. I've thought fun. Normally, I'm a sensible, nude, ballerina pink kind of a mani-pedi lady. But today, pink. Hot,
look at those
lollipop
talons.
Look at them, Aaron.
I like them.
Look at them.
It's Barbie pink. It is like candy pink, fluoro pink, I would even go as far as saying.
But Mum saw them and she said, can that come off? And I said, no, Mum, it's S&S, it'll stay on for a few weeks. You must look elegant, Sarah. That isn't an elegant look. You should have gone with a nude. After all, you're nearly 40, for goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mum, I'm 38 for another 2 weeks. Let me live my life. I don't want to get to 50 and think, geez, I wish I'd whooped it up a little bit more with my mani-pedis out there, right?
I mean.
Then I showed her the dress I'm wearing and she said, those dangly earrings, they've got to go. Absolutely no fake tan. You need to embrace your paleness. That's what makes you special. Anything else and you look like Barbara Cartland.
Who?
Now, Barbara Cartland is a very old reference because she was a completely over-the-top, over-the-dress romance writer.
She was like Carmen Miranda.
Then
you know,
I showed
like
her.
He still doesn't know who Carmen Miranda is. It's like
then I showed Mum your outfit. I said, this is what Lise is wearing today.
Why would you do that, Sarah?
And she looked at it, she studied it, and she said, well, that looks absolutely lovely.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, last night, Sunday night, you know how it goes. We've got to get ourselves to bed early because such is the life of an early breakfast show host. And at the moment, my mother-in-law is staying with us for several nights just to hang out, you know, just shoot the breeze. There's room downstairs for her. Love having her over. But about 9 p.m., I said to my mother-in-law and to my husband, I've got to go to bed now. I'm going to bid you farewell and I shall retire to my boudoir. Okay?
Is that how you talk? Wow, I must really be rubbing up on you. That's normally what I say. Wills, shall we retire to the boudoir?
No, I was retiring to the boudoir alone because they were still watching telly. Anyway, so I went into my bedroom, Sarah, and I had had a leg wax on Saturday, okay? But there were a few strays still on, like, you know, and I can't handle that. So I thought, before I go to bed, I'm going to whip out my old school epilady.
Yes.
Do you remember those? Aaron, do you know what an epilady
no.
is? Or an M-joy gently?
Which there's nothing gentle about it because it's
basically
like
a set of mechanical tweezers that rotate at the speed of light and yank your hair out of your like what is it leg. It hurts, but it'll do the job for the few strays there. So I sat on my bedroom floor and I enjoyed not so gently. But what I didn't realise is that the sound of this machine, because it's so old, has quite a rattly vibrating sound to it. And it occurred to me when I turned it on.
Aaron's face just then was literally like, does not know where this is going.
It occurred to me, guys, when I turned it on, that with the mother-in-law just down the hall, it may sound a little bit suspicious that there was a vibrating sound emitting from my bedroom. So I thought to myself, perhaps I should just turn this off. And then I thought, stuff it, I've got to get these hairs out. I cannot live my life with this stray bullshit. So I kept going, wait, Aaron!
Okay.
And then my husband burst through the door and he said, what's going on in here? He looked embarrassed. And I said, oh my God, like, I said, what do you think I'm doing in here? His response, oh, I thought you were flying a drone. I mean, this is my life, Sarah, with a house full of boys. My husband thought that a vibrating sound from his wife's boudoir was a bloody drone.
What?
Was it the one with the camera on it?
We have four drones.
That's too many.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Good to be back with you for a Monday morning.
I feel bad that I swore in that last break.
You do it a lot.
I do. I know. Don't start apologising now.
But is that like a code breach?
No, it's not. I think if you, I mean, no, because also it's in the 5 to 6 a.m. So people are very forgiving. No one's listening.
No one listens.
That's not true, guys.
Our bosses don't even listen anymore.
Isn't that great, though, that they just trust
that, we won't be swearing on air, and there's old bullshit Lee's Carlaw over there. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
That's a good spin for you.
Anyway, joy of joys.
Bush and Lee's Carlaw.
I don't appreciate that.
I didn't even put that in the right order.
Old Lee's bullshit Carlaw.
Lee's bullshit Carlaw.
Lee's Carlaw. Bullshit!
Bullshit! Bullshit! We have to go.
Bye.
What's Monday? Bullshit!
Tickety boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.